Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the AI Update podcast, where we delve into the world of technology and innovation. Today, we're spotlighting Sam Altman, founder of OpenAI, visionary with an ambitious plan to reshape the future of clean energy now, and his focus, Oklo, a groundbreaking nuclear technology startup, which has recently revealed its plans to go public next year. Altman, alongside former global banking CEO of Citigroup, Michael Klein, have co-founded a special purpose acquisition company, or an SPAC, known as AltC Acquisition Corp, to facilitate the process. Now, Oklo, under Altman's stewardship, aims to revolutionize power generation by miniaturization of nuclear reactors, providing accessible clean energy to communities around the globe. Now, Oklo's nuclear fission technology involves creating micro-reactors housed in smaller power plants that generate nuclear power without creating nuclear waste at all. And if successful, this could allow remote locations to access power autonomously, a critical game changer in today's energy landscape. And with the upcoming public offering expected to inject $500 million into Oklo's operations, the company plans to expedite the construction of its first microreactor. Meanwhile, Altman, a known proponent of both AI and clean energy innovations, has invested significantly in Helion, another nuclear energy company, broadening his approach to advancing nuclear energy research. Now, stay tuned as we delve deeper into the nuclear energy topic and Sam Altman. We'll be taking a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back shortly. More on Oklo's exciting journey and Sam Altman's vision for a clean energy future. Oklo's pursuit of clean energy begins with its attempt to miniaturize nuclear power generation. The company is currently working on perfecting the science behind nuclear fission, a process that is typically associated with huge traditional nuclear power plants. By reducing the scale of the reactor, Oklo seeks to create a more manageable and arguably a more safe version of the energy sources that we're used to. Established in 2013 by Carolyn Cochran and Jacob DeWitt, who currently serve as the chief operating officer and CEO respectively, Oklo had a serendipitous encounter with Altman in its founding year. It was through a meeting with DeWitt and Cochran that Altman discovered Oklo's potential, eventually inviting this startup to join Y Combinator, the renowned startup accelerator group. Now, this encounter, as reported by CNBC, marked the beginning of Altman's involvement in Oklo's vision for the future of nuclear power. And since its founding, Oklo has raised approximately $50 million, with DeWitt disclosing this figure in a recent interview with Fortune. Data from the deal tracking website PitchBook further indicates that Oklo received an additional grant of around $420,000 from the U.S. Department of Energy. The upcoming public offering is expected to inject an additional $500 million into Oklo's coffers, earmarked for the construction of its first microreactor. Into its words, going public is anticipated to attract the right kind of financing and at a larger scale given the similarities of what's been done in other power generation technologies with similar power sales models. Oklo's business model is inspired by those of burgeoning renewable energy firms, which leverage their public status to attract financing. Oklo's unique approach to nuclear energy involves creating smaller power plants that house their micro-reactor technology. Based on the designs available on Oklo's website, these power plants will resemble Nordic mountain lodges. And beyond their aesthetically pleasing designs, these power plants have a transformative goal: to generate nuclear power without creating any nuclear waste. And if successful, Oklo's microreactors could potentially operate autonomously, a critical feature considering they're designed for deployment in very remote locations. And according to DeWitt, Oklo's microreactors could serve two distinct markets in the future. The first comprises of facilities such as data centers and military bases that seek to boost their power capacity but lack access to an existing power grid. The second includes companies aiming to meet their decarbonization goals through innovative means. A promotional video featuring DeWitt highlights Oklo's ambitious goals. They say, building one plant is relatively easy. The fun part is thinking about how you build hundreds or even thousands. This underscores the company's large-scale aspirations for the future. Now, Oklo has already secured a permit from the Department of Energy to construct its first microreactor at the Idaho National Laboratory, a premier U.S. center for nuclear research. And the company expects this plant to be operational by about 2026 or 2027 and will receive used nuclear fuel from the laboratory to power its microreactor. For Altman, though, Aklo is only a part of his broader vision for the future. This vision, hinged on advancements in AI and energy, has spurred him to invest $375 million, his highest personal investment to date, at Helion, another nuclear energy company. And in return, Microsoft, which has reportedly invested $13 billion in OpenAI, that's also Altman's, recently agreed to purchase energy from Helion, started in 2028. And in the grand scheme of things, Altman's simultaneous investments in Aklo and Helion represent a broader approach to advancing nuclear energy research. While Helion delves into nuclear fusion, which combines unstable atoms to create energy, Aklo works on nuclear fission, a process that releases energy by splitting atoms. And despite the infancy of nuclear fusion technology, a significant milestone was achieved in December of 2022 when scientists from the Department of Energy reported a net energy gain from a nuclear fusion reactor. In an interview with CNBC, Altman cited the lowering of energy costs as a key enabler of a better future for humanity. This perspective aligns with Altman's larger narrative, which has garnered attention following the release of the revolutionary AI language model ChatGPT in November. He said, "I think we can have a much, much better world." And that's from Insider in April. Altman's future-focused thinking resonates with DeWitt and Aklo. Altman's future-focused thinking resonates with DeWitt and Aklo, with the CEO noting that such a perspective is what's really important to provide clarity on what problems to focus on while running the day-to-day operations of Aklo keeps DeWitt grounded in immediate concerns like plant construction and public offerings. The long-term vision of Altman inspires him to dream of a future where Aklo provides energy at planetary scales for a billion plus years. Now, thank you so much for listening to the show today. I really do appreciate your time and you spending it here with me. So please, if you could, take a second and hit the subscribe or follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're on right now. I'd greatly appreciate it. And also, as always, please take care of yourselves and each other. And I'll see you in the next one.